attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hello, nurse. Hello, you remember that? That was from the Animaniacs.
There you go. I recognized it, yeah. Having five kids, I did watch the Animaniacs. Yeah.
Whenever they have, like, the beautiful nurse to walk by, the eyes would pop out, that kind of thing. But, right. You know, the beauty of all nurses is when they tap into the compassion. The way the reason maybe they went into the nursing profession. And it wasn't to inject people with toxic poison. It wasn't to poison them with hospital food. It was to be that compassionate ear. I mean, they actually nurses used to touch patients in hospitals. They would rub their shoulders. I mean, there would be that human aspect of healing.
And you know what? It's still out there. It's still out there. Talk about the people on the front lines that are doing the heavy lifting in healthcare. Those are the nurses.
Well, there's been the American Holistic Nurses Association, and Super Don, you've found that there's another great nurses association we're going to plug in today in a little while, American Cannabis Nurses Association. We're talking compassionate care for sure this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you want to call in, chime in, phones are open this hour, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Streaming live through naturalnewsradio.com and around the world, UK Health Radio, Digital Radio -103 Down Under, and of course our syndicator here in America, GCN. Now, where we start? We got to start with all the things happening politically. A little political healing with weed. How's that?
There you
go. Weed makes it all better, apparently. A Virginia congressman introduces a federal bill to reschedule marijuana. Now, just so you don't misunderstand me, reschedule, what do you mean? You were scheduled for one, you're rescheduling for two? Well, yeah, technically, yeah. But not 1 p.m.
Sorry,
and 2 p.m.
We'll have to reschedule. Instead of 4:20, we'll have to do it at 4:30, right?
Right. No, no, that's not going to work for me. We got to do it at 4:20. we're talking about a Schedule I drug, which is like the ultimate controlled substance according to federal law, which, by the way, is unconstitutional in my opinion. But they want to switch it to Schedule II because this Congressman Morgan Griffith, is he a Democrat or Republican? Just because
believe it or not, this guy's a Republican.
Oh, a compassionate Republican.
Ah.
Some of our friends are going to be very upset. H.R. 4498, the Legitimate Use of Medicinal Marijuana Act, is intended to, quote, provide for the legitimate use of medicinal marijuana in accordance with the laws of the various states. By both rescheduling cannabis to a classification that concedes there is a medical use for the plant, because we know Schedule I doesn't concede that, and establishing protections for people authorized under state laws to possess, grow, and use medical cannabis. Hey, this is a good move. I mean, I think they should just do away with all of those laws at the federal level. It should have always been a state issue. There was no enumerated power that was granted to the feds to outlaw a plant and declare it, you know, you can't have it.
So. And understand that by rescheduling this from a 1 to a 2, as a Schedule 1 drug, basically what that means is that this drug has no medicinal value whatsoever. We know, and most of the United States knows at this point, that that is total bunk. It does. But by being a Schedule 1, that prohibits the federal government from allowing any research or science to be conducted on the plant to see if it has any medicinal value. Once you make it a Schedule 2, now that opens up the door for them to do this research and get these, you know, the clinical studies and all that stuff so that people can, you know, actually have more access to it.
Yeah, and the idea of utilizing this plant again, it's ridiculous. The feds know. How do we know they know it? Because the U.S. government holds patent on medicinal uses for marijuana.
Right.
Come on, man. Really? To schedule one with no, and you have a patent on it? You know what I want to say? I can't say because we don't have a delay today, so we have to be very careful.
Ah, yes.
We hope that Mary Lynn Mathry, yes, Mary Lynn Mathry doesn't cuss on the air. I don't think she will.
No.
Sometimes, you know, you can get a little upset by the lunacy up there in Washington, D.C.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Especially when you see the stories. You know, I mean,
yeah.
We have met firsthand people that have benefited, their children have benefited from medicinal marijuana in whatever form or fashion, you know, that they choose to use it. So to see things like this where they say, oh, it has no medicinal value, come on.
Right. Well, we had one compassionate Republican that we just covered out of Virginia. What about this one? This one's not so much. This is a headline through hemp.org. U.S. Republicans assail Obama administration's tolerance of marijuana legalization.
Right.
Yeah. Listen to this. This is where Republicans have got their head up their aspirins, okay? Republicans on a House Appropriations Subcommittee on Tuesday assailed the Obama administration's tolerance of marijuana legalization in Colorado and Washington. But Treasury Secretary Jack Lew defended the decision to let banks provide services to legal cannabis businesses. So what's happened here is that the feds under Obama administration was like backing down on the prohibition of cannabis corporations, if you will, in the states where it's legal, of doing business through the banks because they were doing all cash outside of the banking industry. And for me, I would just as soon have it stay there. Because I think what is more corrupt than the concern that these Republicans have, like,
was it money laundering?
Yeah, they worry about money laundering. But the ultimate money laundering scheme is the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the Federal Reserve System.
Yeah,
the Fed.
Absolutely.
And so that's not addressed here. That's why Republicans are idiots. On this level, you had a great teacher, you rejected him, Ron Paul, on this issue. And very few Republicans remain that actually remember what Ron Paul was saying about the Fed. And that's where the real corruption is, not in the plant that God created. Representative Harold Rogers, he's the Kentucky Republican who chairs the House Appropriations Committee, going after this Treasury Secretary Jack Lew over this issue. You know, saying, oh, what about cocaine dealers? Should you just go ahead and let them do it, right? Give them the same break? It's like, no, it's not the same freaking thing. Good Lord. You know, you try to give a Republican a bone, and they do something stupid like this.
Right.
Now, is it just like one or two of them?
It also goes into another area that I know that you have an opinion or two about, and that is being licensed or regulated by the state.
Sure.
Such as Colorado or Washington, in order to be able to do business. And so you've got people out there that are doing business without a license, without regulation from the state. And so what you do is you've got the conflict because the federal government says, we need to have them licensed. We need to have them regulated. And you guys aren't licensing and regulating them at the state level, so how can we support them from a federal level? Well, you know, I mean, how many different red flags and problems just in that statement I just made could we spend the next hour talking about, right?
Well, exactly. Again, don't ask permission where none is required. It's never been required in terms of growing a plant, utilizing a plant. However, we've been under the illusion that it is because they had the big guns and they promoted and propagandized to the point where most Americans, myself included, had believed that marijuana was the devil's weed in some way. That it was dangerous. Oh, you don't want to do that. Now we recognize it for the medicinal value that it has, the nutritional value that it has, the industrial value that it has, that can literally turn back the hands of time on the environmental destruction and degradation. I mean, there's a propaganda film around World War II, where it was already made illegal, like in 37, 38, 39, around the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act time. And this federal film was going, everybody must grow hemp, support the war, we need more rope, we need more hemp, we need more sales. You know, and then suddenly the next day they say, oh, no, you can't do it. Never mind. Forget it. Because William Randolph Hearst, he needed to have a monopoly on paper. By the way, a lot of that information, we got it in with Ty Bollinger and I in Unlock the Power to Heal.
And also something Ty covered on the Kara Ault Show, too.
That's right. Yeah, on the history of hemp in America. The chapter is Heavenly Hemp, what do we call it, medical marijuana and cannabis cures.
It's
a great, great additional chapter to unlock the power to heal.
Very clever.
Now, on more political healing, in the U.S., nearly 200 members of Congress tell the VA, the Veterans Administration, to let doctors recommend medical marijuana. 200, nearly two. It wasn't 435, just 200, nearly 200.
No, it wasn't. It was not a unanimous vote. It was bipartisan, though. They do tout it as being bipartisan.
How bipartisan is it?
Out of the 200, we got a whopping 22 Republicans.
So out of the 200 compassionate, the only 200 that showed any level of compassion in Congress for our military vets with PTSD, et cetera, coming through the VA system, out of 200, there's 435 members of Congress there, 200 of them, that's less than 50%, only 10% of the less than 50%. So that means what? Less than 5% of Republicans have any compassion at all when it comes to the use of this plant that God created Republicans. They didn't God create Republicans, nor
it
Democrats.
It failed, though, and that's
but
the thing.
Of course it failed.
The amendment failed 195 to 222. So.
Right. So there you go. No picking on Republicans today just to make it fair and balanced. but when they do good, we're going to say it, too. Now, real quick, before we go to break, we're going to have our guest from the American Cannabis Nurses Association, Mary Lynn Mathry. I just wanted my 14-year-old, my son, was having some acne. He's in the acne years, right? Was having some other issues. We were talking about it and talked to Dr. John Hicks, who will be together on Herb Day Online on Saturday. Big event. He's a surprise guest as well. Pediatrician working with cannabis, medical marijuana, or in this case, industrial hemp-based CBD. Put my son on the Silver Aloe Protocol. He's like a week into it or so. His skin is absolutely cleared up. His eyes are crystal clear because the problem was in the gut.
Gotcha.
Even teenage acne relates to the health of the gut. Healing your gut is so important. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, go get Unlock the Power to Heal, unlockthepowertoheal.com, or online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and get that book and get a few of them. Share them with your friends and family, because that is bringing the power to heal back to you where it belongs, and we're going to do that. We've got some compassionate care coming up. Hello, nurse, as we say. Mary Lynn Mathry is scheduled from the American Cannabis Nurses Association. And a little later, before we end, we'll tell you why men are pigs. I know everybody's going to wait for that.
We'll be telling you about why men are pigs.
Men, run now. Hide. Run for cover. No, we got to do a lot of good healing after this.
The Robert Gottfeld Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Gottfeld Show.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I have have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
All right, compassionate care. Who's doing it? Who wants it? Well, I think we all want it, don't we? Well, except for the folks in Congress that voted against it. That plant, created by God, been demonized by industry that was profiting off of our not having access to it. Things are changing very rapidly. So rapidly, in fact, Super Don came across an association, didn't you not?
I did. I was excited about this, too, because I went on there and I found them. And, man, I could not think of anybody better to come on the show to talk about this.
This is perfect, as we've been covering more and more about the issue of this plant's ability to help you, not harm you, not addict you, not poison you in any way. Right now from the American Cannabis Nurses Association, please welcome Mary Lynn Mathry, ML. Mary Lynn, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Glad to have you on board here. As a nurse, did you actually found this association, or how did this come about?
Yeah, I will claim fame as a co-founder, one of the founding members. It actually was an offshoot of another organization I'm with, which is called Patients Out of Time. That was developed, we started that in 1995. Basically, that Patients Out of Time was there to say the patients need the medicine now. We're very open to research, but they should not have to wait for any more research. It's an old medicine. It's a proven medicine. It's a safe medicine. They need it now. And so Patients Out of Time founded in 1995. By the year 2000, and our mission has been to educate healthcare professionals and the public about the therapeutic use of cannabis. It took us until 2000 to actually have our first national accredited conference, and that was in, of all places, Iowa, the heartland of America. We had it there because the dean of the School of Nursing at the University of Iowa, Melanie Dreyer, was able to convince the school that, yes, we need to host such a conference. And Melanie's well known in the cannabis field because years back, she did one of the first studies on use of ganja or marijuana, ganja as they call it in Jamaica, among pregnant females in Jamaica, and basically showed that these were healthy women who started out. Our studies in the United States were always studies about women using marijuana, but they might also smoke cigarettes, use alcohol, et cetera, so you never really knew what the effects were. Her population was really good in that, you know, ganja was their other medication that they use, so to speak, and basically showed that it did not harm the babies in their development. But anyway, after years of doing these conferences, which were primarily, our primary audience is healthcare professionals, physicians, nurses, social workers, pharmacists, but we get many patients coming to the conference as well. But after doing, we're on our eighth conference coming up this May, over the years, as nurses got together, we kept saying, this is huge. What we learned, it's not, as you've probably said on the show, it's not just about cannabis anymore. Mm-hmm. The new research today has enlightened us to the human body. We now know that we have what's called an endocannabinoid system. This system is hugely important to human health, and nursing. You know, let me brag up nurses for a while here. We are the most trusted profession out there, voted every year except, I think, 2001 with 9/11. The firefighters were rated number one. But other than that, the American public always rates nurses as the most trusted profession. We do spend the most time with patients. And from a nursing perspective, we couldn't ask for a better aid to helping patients. It's mm-hmm. safe, and it works in so many different ways. You know, when I think of being in a hospital and all of the medications I've passed over the years, this thing is, you know, here, if they're feeling sick to their stomach, I've got something. If they can't eat, we've got something. If they can't sleep, we've got something. If they hurt, they're having muscle spasms or just other kind of chronic pain, we can help them. You know, so it's almost anything that I'm going to go reach and find some kind of pill, we could replace it with cannabis. So yeah. Nurses got it real quickly. We formed in 2010 with just a handful of nurses. And now I think it was probably the Sanjay Gupta show, mm-hmm. Waking Up America, saying, you know, even people who are supposed to be famous and understand medicine, you know, can admit that they have been duped
yes,
by the federal
yes.
government.
Yes.
And,
yes, indeed.
And this really is a good medicine. So we're actually a growing membership. We've got over 100 now members now, and they come from all over, from states that don't even have laws yet.
Mary Lynn, we need 1,000 members and 10,000 members. I won't stop till you get them, because we need
exactly.
more.
Exactly. There are 3.2 million nurses.
Yeah, exactly. 100's nothing. We got to work on that. If you're a nurse out there, give a listen. We've got Mary Lynn Mathry on with us, and she is with the American Cannabis Nurses Association. And we're going to talk more about it, as well as some of the science behind why you may want to use it for your health, coming up next.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
All right, we got some upcoming events I need you to know about and hopefully even attend. One of them you can attend from the comfort of your own home, and that's Herb Day Online, going on right now. It's been going on all week, and it will culminate with a Saturday event, I believe at 3 o'clock Eastern, noon Pacific. Online, herbdayonline.com. It's a Google Hangout, video as well. I'll be there. My good friend Doc Rob will be there. Dr. John Hicks, pediatrician. He's working with folks with CBD from industrial hemp. And you can get that in all 50 states thanks to our friends at hempmedspx.com. We'll have to get a new code for this month, Super Don. I don't know what the code is for the discount for our listeners.
Yeah, that's right. We are in a new month. Happy May Day.
I know.
I don't
happy
think
May
we even
Day.
Said
that's
that,
right.
Have we?
Yeah. No, no. Happy May Day. It is the first day of May, and we are rocking and rolling on healing like no place in broadcast media. And really happy to have with us as well from the American Cannabis Nurses Association, Mary Lynn Mathry, I should say, Mary Lynn or ML. And she's got an upcoming event. We were just mentioning it, jointly sponsored by Patients Out of Time and the University of California San Francisco School of Medicine. And it's going to be in Portland, Oregon, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. That's big coming up. Now, we'll also be going. I wish I could be at that event. If they hit locally closer, I'll know. I'm going to go to it one day and broadcast from there. But also we have the 20th through the 25th, or 21st through the 25th, Autism One. Autism One will be happening in Chicago. And then again, June 7th and 8th, at least that, maybe the 9th as well, I'm not sure, in Chicago on the Navy Pier right there in Chicago. It's going to be great, a big event, and that's sponsored by MyCompassion.org, and we'll be up there with HempMedsPX and I believe Canaway as well. That's just tip of the iceberg in July 18th through 20th. Big weekend in Asheville, North Carolina. Ty Bollinger and I will be there along with Dr. Rasha Bitar and Dr. Frank King. That's just, again, I'm just scratching the surface on the events that are up and
you
coming.
You just don't have enough to do, Robert.
I don't.
You know?
Well, that's why we got to interview good folks, compassionate folks, and that is Mary Lynn. Mary Lynn, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks for being with us.
I'm so glad to be here.
Now, you mentioned also about ganja being used in Jamaica and that women were smoking it during pregnancy. I think people would still be shocked to hear that the studies there say that there was no harm to the baby. Is that true?
That's true. And it was an interesting study because, you know, historically in Jamaica, the Rastafarian, you know, it's kind of a religious deal with the Rastafarians, and for years it was a male thing. They would say the women don't have the brains for it. And women historically used it as a medicine. They often gave their babies a ganja tea at birth, and they would make ganja tinctures and use them in healing, but for smoking it, in terms of smoking it, that was a male thing. But by the time Dr. Dreher was down there doing her research, the more liberated women, the more socially, economically more secure women started kind of saying, you know, we can use this too. So it was kind of a new phenomena that they were, you know, inhaling cannabis and using it. And so she was able to go down there and look at those women who did not have a history of drinking alcohol or smoking cigarettes, and sure enough, didn't find any problems. What they did find, like a month after, she followed those children for like 10 years, and what they found a short time later was the kids actually were a little bit more developmentally advanced. Now, what the point there was probably, the point was that cannabis had no ill effects, but the mothers being more socially, economically stable, you know, and they were stimulating their kids more, et cetera, so therefore the kids developed better.
Fascinating. And in light of Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam signing a bill recently into law at just, I think, 2 days ago, maybe just yesterday, that would allow the state to file criminal charges against pregnant women who use drugs on the grounds that they are potentially harming their fetuses. See, it's one thing to put, you know, heroin, cocaine, you know, all of these things, and even, I would argue, pharmaceutical drugs into these pregnant women because of the harm it could do to the baby. But I don't think there was a reference point to this study showing the safety of this drug, they're calling it, but let's just call it the plant, for nutrition and medicine and all the different uses it has. So somebody's got to get word to this Tennessee governor. They're going to be prosecuting potentially women who are not indeed harming their fetus if they're using cannabis.
Exactly. I mean, and that whole thing is just, that's so atrocious. You know, that kind of a law, basically it's going to scare any woman who might have a drug problem, and you're right, I would consider the other drugs, if they've got a drug problem, from getting prenatal care because they won't want to get caught. It's the stupidest law, and you're exactly right. Ganja, cannabis, marijuana, it's a wonderful plant, and it very well could mean the health of the mother getting through pregnancy.
Right. I mean, there's so many fascinating things about this
now,
scientifically,
you know,
that is validating now.
You know, if I can say, you know, another thing when we think of pregnant women, at our 2002 conference, we had a woman from Israel speak at the conference about the research they were doing there, and it was with animals, but all mammals make anandamide, you know, one of our endogenous cannabinoids, but all female mammals have that in their breast milk. And if you block it in the animal kingdom, if you block the anandamide upon birth, the babies all die. They need a little bit of that cannabis in their milk to basically start the process of knowing to continue suckling to feed.
Yeah, but, well, we talk about the use of cannabis for appetite, you know, to help people that are undergoing chemotherapeutic treatment that lose their appetite. So it makes sense. We can sort of reference point the medicine that we know and its impacts in a positive way here. But it's interesting to learn that we have, for generations now in the United States in particular, really neglected this endocannabinoid system as if it didn't exist and shouldn't be nourished.
Yeah, that's one of the things, you know, we're starting out our conference with that idea. There's been a survey of the medical schools around the United States. And as far as we know, Temple University in Philadelphia, I think that's the only university med school we could find that has anything on the endocannabinoid system in their coursework. So today, you know, we first found the receptors, the CB1 receptors in our brain back in 1988. They found anandamide, the first endocannabinoid, a cannabinoid that we make in our human body, in 1992. And then they discovered the CB2 receptors and 2-AG, another endocannabinoid. None of this. Way back that many years ago, and it's still not being taught to nurses, to physicians, let alone to the public in your basic anatomy physiology course.
Listen, we shouldn't be surprised by this. I mean, the thing is, we know in the medical system it's been taken over lock, stock, and barrel by the pharmaceutical industrial complex. This was a design plan going back to the Flexner Report of 1910. It took 100 years to get to the point where Obamacare could happen. It could have been Bush care, could have been anybody care, but that's the guy that was in when they said we need to mandate this because people are leaving this system. And here we have a complete neglect within the medical education training. We talk about higher institutions of learning. This is why I call them medical degrees, because they abandon common sense and they abandon entire receptor site families. They're not taught, except, as you said, at Temple Medical School. That is shocking and not at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I mean, I've been at this for many, many years, and
yeah,
you know, and you get calls from different people, and you're right. And I'm so glad to hear you on the radio. You referring to it as a plant, and that's what we keep saying. It's a plant. This is a plant that nature provided, and it cannot kill us. I mean, it's unique in that respect. You know, aspirin kills people every year. We lose over 100 people from aspirin deaths. Or Tylenol kills more than that. And those are over-the-counter medications. And yet, cannabis is in Schedule 1. It doesn't meet any of the criteria.
We need Tom Hanks as Woody from Toy Story to say, "You are a plant!" You know, he's telling them you're a toy. You know, that's what you want to shake up these buffoon legislators on the state and federal level if they're not getting it. It's like, you have been duped. You have been lied to. And now if you're being lobbied to prevent this from coming out, because inevitably it will, you know, listen, you're going to have to face one day when you leave this planet the evil that you have done by abolishing access to something that could provide so much good to so many people.
Yeah, I think pretty much these people who are saying no, it's going to come back to haunt them. You know, what the heck was wrong with you? And frankly, we're getting to where we call them out when we can. it's just getting frustrating, and I say that because that's, you know, in the states, this is how bad it is that I think people hear, okay, there's 21 states in Washington D.C. that have passed medical cannabis laws. Well, each of the states have different laws. Some allow certain conditions, others don't allow them. New Jersey, for example, doesn't recognize chronic pain as a reason to use cannabis, which is the most popular reason that patients around the country use it for. You know, and then you've got states that still don't have the law. So you've got a patient, say, in Oregon who's doing fine. They can't travel with their medicine to another state.
No.
It's just totally nuts. But in the states where it's legal, even in the states where it's legal, we've got hospitals telling the nursing staff, we don't want you talking to patients about this. Or telling the physicians, we don't want you writing recommendations for this.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's
legal, but it's not really being practiced.
No, and we've got a lot of consciousness shift yet to happen. Even though we cover it, we're on the leading edge, but we aren't near the leading edge that you've been at this for so long, ML. Then I get, you know, a tweet just now from Apollo listening, and she said, "Oh, great, the more we smoke, the dopier we will be, and we will think Obama is doing a good job." I mean, it's like, what kind of idiotic lunatic statement is that?
Geez.
Are you hearing anything we're saying? You know, there's that. So,
yeah, there is. You know, and I think, you know, like these laws now, when Gupta did his special and he really focused on the CBD oil for Charlotte, the Charlotte's Web type, to help with young children with Dravet syndrome with the seizure disorder, which is terrible, absolutely terrible thing. But in truth, the best, you know, one of the really good products for these kids is is the whole plant, a high CBD, but still with some THC in it. And it's this crazy notion that around the country, there, you know, some of the legislators are thinking they're very, very liberal now and saying, oh, yeah, I'm for that CBD-only stuff, none of that THC. And it's like, THC has medical value. Yes, euphoria is a side effect. And, you know, for a sick patient, that's a good side effect.
Darn straight. Reduction of pain.
Yeah.
So many things. Of course, we've achieved that with the CBD from industrial hemp as well, and we don't want to neglect that. But you can get that right now. Check out hempxpx.com. Listen, all the success to you, ML, with your conference coming up in Portland, Oregon. Wish we could be there with you.
Yep. Oh, and if I can, medicalcannabis.com.
Medicalcannabis.com. We have it linked up in the show notes. We'll be back. Men are pigs. Why? We'll tell you.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food that's on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex. Plus, Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks, once you get new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths, or visit DoorDevil.com.
Hey, tomorrow the Healing Revolution is on with Dr. Frank King. We're going to need more on allergies. Stunning, stunning article we found from the New York Times about city slickers versus country folk and allergies. Really good stuff coming up, so stick around for that. Also, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. Dr. Nick will be back on. We got a great Friday lineup. And that was great meeting ML and having her on. Loved her and just look forward to meeting her up in Chicago at the event we're going to be doing with MyCompassion.org on the Navy Pier. We have that linked up as well. You'll check it out. We'll be getting you more information as well at the Herb Day Online, Saturday, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. I'll be there. Brandon Vera, The Truth, will be there as well. And a lot of other good folks. You want to get online through Google Plus. So we'll have that information out. Also, our sponsors. Say thanks to Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, 866-424-1077. That's where we get our probiotics and our selenium, our chromium, our silica, the can just all the great products that are really keeping us well here. Big, big, big supplier and supporter of what we're doing. Food-grown nutrients. Great stuff.
Yes,
you know, you can hear me. I'm saying thanks to my sponsors, but I'm also delaying the story. I'm stalling. Because this story, man, it makes us, well, I say us, me, you know, if we're in a group, I'm not a groupist, you know, a collectivist, but yeah. Let's face it, we're men. We're in the man category. That makes us pigs, or at least closer to that realm of behavior, as they say. I mean, maybe it's an insult to pigs, what this story says about men. This is also a Time magazine story, I guess a CIA rag, but a study of 2,717 couples by researchers at the University of Michigan finds that not only did 31% of marriages involving at least one sick partner end in divorce, but the risk of separation for older couples was higher when the wife, not her husband, was ill. So basically, if your wife gets ill, you're more likely to leave her than she is to leave you. Men suck as caretakers. That's horrible.
What is up with that? I mean, wow. I don't even know what to say to that. I mean, you know, when you get married, you know, and I know, you know, there's the traditional vow and then people do their own vows. But, you know, traditionally speaking, there is a part of the vows where you say in sickness and in health.
Yeah, I think that was said in most of them. And some numbers show that 75% of couples dealing with chronic disease ends in divorce.
What?
75%. And men were more likely than women to get sick, and yet the women would more or less stick by them more than the men. And I guess, what are we going to say about this? Now, if I look at the caretaker side, the nursing side, it's not that only women can be nurses. There are male nurses as well. No jokes about that. I mean, it's just like this compassion that could come from men or women. So we're not putting it out that when we say all men are pigs. Men are pigs, but not all men are pigs. Because Super Don, I know you. And I know what you've been through, and my God, you are a saint if people knew. I'm just saying. And there are people, there are men that stick by their spouse no matter what. And I'm not making judgment on those that leave. pigs, but yeah, I'm not making, I didn't say, I didn't, did I say anything? No. You don't,
Freudian slip.
You don't leave people in the lurch like that. You kind of find a way to care. Again, it's hard for me to judge because every case is unique and different, but the story is intriguing. It is interesting to cover. And see, we're willing to look at our, let's say, not so fairer sex and reflect back and say, okay, how can we do better? How can we do better? I think, you know, that caretaker part of all of us, you know, would benefit when someone is in need, especially a spouse, to work with them. But again, there's a lot of frustration because the medical community doesn't have much caretaking either. They'll take your money, but they won't really care for you. They'll drug you. And then if you don't take their drugs, they'll burn those drugs into the atmosphere so you'll get them that way, or they'll have them peed out back into the municipal water supply so you can drink them down again. It's a mess. Just a mess.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I mean, when it comes to having a relationship, getting married, you know, that person that you're marrying is not just your wife or your husband. You know, they're your friend. And, you know, they need your help. And, you know, there's a saying that says, you know, you need to love people more when they least deserve it because that's when they need it the most. And, you know, when somebody's sick or they're going through some type of a tough situation, you know, I mean, you made that commitment, you made that vow. And so that has to mean something. If they get sick and it's hard to deal with and it's a pain in the butt, that doesn't mean you get a divorce. Come on, guys, you know.
Right. Well, Don, you're a living example of going through some tough times and coming through it and sticking by. And I, you know, appreciate that so very much. And, you know, listen, has there never been someone that's benefited from divorcing? No, we're not saying that either. But read the story, and you get back to me on it. What do you think? Anyway, we're out of time. How did we get here? What a day. Mike Adams joined us. That was a nice surprise. Thank you to ML from the American Cannabis Nurses Association. Remember, Herb Day Online. Say thanks to all our sponsors. The links are up at robertscottbell.com and the archives linked out through the show notes as well. Why do we do this? You know it, because the power to heal is absolutely, it's yours!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.